This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
February's WASD, or World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report, was released yesterday with supply changes in wheat, corn, and soybeans. Manager of Farmers Grain in Litchfield and Fillmore, Spencer Jansen, said the commodity markets told the story fairly well on Thursday.
First off, the big highlights, of course, the supply and demand. So the beans stayed at 420 million bushels compared to, they were thinking about 410, so they didn't lower it like the estimates thought. Corn, however, they did lower their stocks about 35 million for a final February number of 2.32 billion bushels. And so that was still within the range of estimates, but it was on the lower side of it, so should be slightly friendly to corn numbers. And the wheat, actually a bigger move down. They dropped 47 million bushels down to 1.139 billion. So friendlier for wheat. And that, the market today told you the story. Wheat was up about 10 cents. Beans were down 9, and corn was down 2. Corn kind of got stuck in the middle there. It could have followed wheat up or followed beans down, and it did follow beans as at least for the first day.
So these numbers, this is an estimate as we are standing now in the month of February. For farmers thinking about marketing their grain, I know a lot of farmers already have like futures contracts signed up. They've already got guaranteed grain for certain months. But what does this report mean to them, or what would you say to farmers based off of the numbers that we saw today?
Well, up until this point, bean prices have been pretty strong compared to what we thought when we were growing the crop 6 months or even a year ago. And so it's been easier for farmers to sell beans. We've been $10 or higher on and off for basically ever since harvest. And so I would guess 80-90% of old crop beans have been sold. But on the other side of things, there's a lot of corn out there. Probably only 30% of farmer-owned corn has been sold because it just hasn't done much. It's, hasn't got over $4, and everybody's kind of waiting for that. But corn is over $4 if you get out next year's crop, so there is some opportunity to sell there. It's higher price than it is now, and beans are still hanging around that $10 for new crop. So you can, there are some decent numbers for looking forward. And we also have to remember that, this time last year, we were struggling to get over $9 in beans, and we didn't get over $9 until April. This year, we have more beans, more stocks, and that relates to about a 10% stocks-to-use ratio. And last year at this time, it was 5%. So you would have thought the prices last year would have been higher. So according to, all those fun numbers, bean prices are pretty strong and probably should be sold this crop or looking further into next crop as well.
How are things in South America affecting these numbers? Because I know there was a lot of talk that's part of the reason that we have seen better bean prices because of the weather there and things not playing out exactly like they wanted. Has anything changed with that or anything new that you'd want to share?
Well, it is back and forth. They were too dry, then they got too wet, and certain areas are too wet or too dry, and some are just perfect. Their latest numbers, they didn't move a whole bunch in February. A total Argentine and Brazil bean crop, they're expected to produce 159 million metric tons. That was 161 in January report. So it is down slightly, but they do keep constantly adjusting how many acres are going to be flooded and what is the final yield number going to be. So it is a weather market. Right now it's mainly a South American market. In a couple months, when that's done and over with and they get their final yields, then we'll start looking more towards the U.S. market. So the weather still almost trumps anything else unless it's something else, big news that we're not expecting.
Well, it will be interesting to watch and see how the weather plays out and what actually does end up happening. You said in a couple months we'll be looking at U.S. markets. When guys start planting and we start to get those predictions on the acres planted, I'm assuming that's going to really affect the prices and numbers as well. Am I right on that, or what are your thoughts there?
Well, it should. The numbers they're guessing today will move, they move every week. We're going to plant over 90 million acres of corn, over 90 million acres of beans. And the prices are going to dictate that. So right now they are just pure guesses, and they keep re-guessing every time the market moves again. From what I'm hearing, some local farmers are going to plant more beans, not necessarily all beans, but the price of soybeans compared to corn tends to be better for your bottom line right now. Less inputs, less risk, and should be a better return. However, on some better ground, you may not want to plant soybeans. Corn still may look beneficial, but that is a constant. I mean, it moves every day. Farmers are thinking about it. The market's trying to outguess what we're doing. And then, you know, in the springtime, though, that'll all start to play out day by day.
And thanks again to Spencer at Litchfield Farmers Grain for that update. In other news, Tyson Foods said this week it recently received a subpoena from federal investigators, likely tied to an investigation in which Tyson and other companies are alleged to have conspired to fix poultry prices. An AP report says the Arkansas-based meat producer said the investigation is in its early stages and that they're cooperating with investigators. Last September, a class action lawsuit accused Tyson, Pilgrim's Pride, and other poultry producers conspired to fix and maintain poultry prices since 2008. The suit says their primary method of fixing prices at certain levels was limiting their production. The suit was filed by Mapleville Farms of New York, stating that methods of limiting production included the unprecedented destruction of breeder hens in 2008. The suit also says a second wave of coordinated production cuts took place in 2011 and 2012. In addition, the suit said the companies exchanged competitively sensitive, non-public information about prices, sales volume, and demand. Several companies named in the lawsuit filed a motion last month to dismiss the suit, saying that chicken production grew during the time period named in the lawsuit. In some unfortunate news, the Department of Agriculture expects net farm income in 2017 to drop 8.7% when compared to last year. For 2017, the USDA Economic Research Service predicts net farm income will fall to $62.3 billion, down 49.5% from the 2013 record high of more than $120 billion. Following several years of record highs, net farm income trended downward from the years 2013 to 2016. Net farm income is a conventional measure of agricultural sector profitability that's used as part of the U.S. gross domestic product calculation. The expected decline in 2017 farm income is driven by a forecast reduction in the value of farm production. Crop value of production is forecast down $9.2 billion, while the value of production of animals and animal products is forecast to decline by less than $1 billion. Looking at some more local ag news before we wrap things up, a couple of community events to tell you about. The Gillespie FFA alumni will have a pancake and sausage or biscuits and gravy breakfast on Saturday, February 25th from 7 to 10 a.m. The breakfast will be held at Gillespie High School, and the proceeds will go towards a scholarship fund for Gillespie High School FFA students. And the Central Illinois Livestock Feeders will have an annual dinner dance on Saturday, March 4th at the Witt Lions Building. The dinner dance begins at 6 p.m., and for more information, you can call 217-273-4768. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.